Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeitning Round. Quish, everybody. Where prices are doubled? No, points are doubled. What the fuck? It's the end of the week. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Jamie Loftus.
Yes.
And DJ Daniel Goodman.
Hi.
What's up? That's the noise that just comes out of Dan's mouth. It's an air horn.
My entire brand is sound effects.
Yeah.
Yay.
Let's tell the people what's trending.
You first.
Hello, fellow kids.
Hello.
Time to talk about what is trending.
Yeah.
Turn my chair around and sit on it backwards.
All right. We've all done that.
Mm.
And Vindman is trending. Also, Vindman is a hero. I think you misspelled is a sucker.
Whoa!
Because this is America. This is the country. This is a quote from him.
Oh.
Sorry. This is America. This is the country I've served and defended, that all my brothers have served, and here right matters. Yeah. Okay, dummy. Nice try. Obviously. So he got escorted out of the White House.
Okay.
Because he bad. He said the true thing about Trump, and that's not allowed.
Yep.
He also got hashtag Vindman is a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His twin brother Yevgeny also escorted from the White House.
Oh, he's a twin?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Creepy.
Oh, that's.
That's creepy.
It's creepy. It's also the beginning of a lot of really dangerous stuff that I think is going to be coming in the next 4 or 5 months. And Vindman is merely the first shoe to drop. And it's horrifying.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, this is.
Right.
This is sorry, like, I got real serious.
It's going to be slow motion night of Kristallnacht. Is that what it was called?
Where I think
Nazis just like went and killed killed all their enemies.
And their businesses.
Hey.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, Kristallnacht is the...
That's when they smashed all the windows of the
all
businesses.
All the windows.
Right.
And then there was the Night of Long Knives, I think. That was the night they killed all their enemies.
Right.
I feel like such a fool.
Amy Klobuchar says he's a patriot. I'm just looking at the trending page.
Amy Klobuchar said that?
Amy Klobuchar says he's a patriot.
Goodness.
And by the
law New York Times said she's winning.
Yeah, that's right. I'm saying that Klobuchar is a hero by the transitive property.
Yeah, if you call someone else a patriot, you in turn are a patriot. Heroic.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Pete's Billionaires is trending because... Yeah. So this is something I didn't know. By the way, Bernie's people good at getting the word out about they're good at messaging things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
they're logged in.
Yeah, they're logged in. They're good at the hey fellow kids stuff.
So good at it.
Yeah, that was well put by me. Mm-hmm. So there was an article in the New York Times about how scared the donor class, aka million and billionaires in San Francisco, were about Bernie potentially winning the nomination. Mm-hmm. And so they had a meeting with them in San Francisco, and the person, Leah Daughtry, former Democratic Party official.
Chris Daughtry's niece.
Yes, of course.
I'm kidding, that was a lie.
said, I think I freaked them out when she mentioned Bernie being the nominee. She recalled with a chuckle. And then that assessment was confirmed by three other attendees.
Yep.
They are hardly alone. And then they talked about how... There have been meetings about specifically what to do about Bernie among Democrats. And some of the people who had attended those gatherings with these big donors are Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senator
Collapse.
Chuck Schumer.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
It's rip.
Ooh, she owned him, though. You got to
totally.
Admit.
She clapped and she... No, whoever told her what a GIF is should go to jail.
I know. Governor Terry McAuliffe of Virginia. I don't know what sound effect to make for him. And...
Virginia.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana, himself a presidential candidate.
This is dystopian.
Yeah.
This is dystopian. Yeah. This is... Oh, God. And it's like, none of this is like super surprising, mm-mm. but... I mean, I'm glad the information is at least out there. The Bernie campaign did a pretty good job of making that like little collage of Pete's billionaires, and also almost framing it a little bit of Charlie's Angels. Pete's, I would watch a network TV
Pete's
show for Pete's billionaires.
Well, that's the thing. I read an article that was like, maybe Bernie Sanders isn't the guaranteed death for the Democratic Party that everybody assumes, and like that he wouldn't automatically lose to Trump if he was the nominee. And it was like, it was written by a person who was seriously considering this for the first time. But one of the things they mentioned was like, he has people on his team who are good memers and like good at the internet.
Shocking.
And yeah, it hadn't occurred to them. They're like, the same way that Trump has trolls on his team, Bernie might too. Maybe that would be beneficial in a modern election. Which
again, shocking.
Yeah.
If
one of the other Democratic candidates had tried to do a thing about like Pete's millionaires or billionaires, like I feel like they would have added some weird slang term or something that would have made it awkward. But, you know, because Bernie Sanders' supporters are themselves
the logged in masses.
It's
simple.
Right. Yeah.
Pete's billionaires.
Easy peasy.
And it worked. It was very effective.
Yeah. So
a shady week for Mr. Buttigieg.
I know. I'm seriously considering not voting for him.
Like started with the shadow app. I'm just like,
I feel bad because I mentioned Pete Buttigieg like a year and a half ago as a potential Democratic candidate. I started all of this, you guys.
It was all you.
Yeah.
Listen, we were all in a very different place a year ago.
But that is definitely the truth. I also think it's weird that, you know, when it comes to our approach to comedy and politics, we talked about on The Daily how was it, I'd like to see your hair in a blizzard. Was that Amy Klobuchar?
I'd like to see your hair in a blizzard.
Remember who was...
Oh, the joke teller, Amy Klobuchar. You mean the comedian Amy Klobuchar.
The comedian Amy Klobuchar. So
I started this campaign in a blizzard, and I said to Donald Trump, I'd like to see your hair in a blizzard.
It's, you know, it's we'll roast her all we want for that.
But it's good material.
It's, there's this weird Democratic attachment.
She's going to win.
It's like, why do we have this weird attachment to needing bad material when it's like, oh, we're using memers? Like, how is that? That's above board. That's below, you know, below us to use memers. It's like, that's comedy, family. Right. That's how it works these days.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, Trump, like one of the big things Trump has in his, one of the arrows he has in his quiver, a weird phrase I hadn't just said.
Was, I didn't like it.
I don't like it. Any more than you do.
Okie dokie. Yeah.
I'm just going to bleep that word out.
Yeah, thank you. is that he makes his supporters laugh. Like, that's they think he's hilarious.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, as all businesses are multifaceted, politics happen to be multifaceted as well. And adding a little humor is not the worst thing in the world.
Everything you needed to know about... politics you could have learned from that Robin Williams movie with Christopher Walken.
Where I was like, what is
Man of the Year?
Hook? Oh, that was like Death to Smoochie.
No, it's like, he's
Adams?
A comedian. It's like, what if Jon Stewart ran for president? That'd be fucking so tight. It was like height of the Daily Show.
You ever ran for president on weed?
There you go. And it
nailed it.
It included Christopher Walken watching Robin Williams give a speech and going, boom! Yeah! like being sort of dramatizing the act of watching comedy in a way that was very authentic to me. I always experience comedy out loud with booms and and pals. So Kesha is trending.
Okay.
Because a judge ruled that a text she sent to Lady Gaga was defamatory.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel so deeply for... I mean, Kesha has been in and out of court for Dr. Luke-related things for years. It is, like, well-documented that he was very abusive towards her, trapped 100%. Her in a contract. And this seems like... I'm not super well-informed on the hyper-specifics of... But, I mean, given the nature of, the alleged crimes Dr. Luke has done to Kesha in the past versus a defamation suit for texts,
right?
It's just, like... absurd, and I just justice for Kesha.
Couldn't agree more. It's just deeply sad and showing the kind of like nickel and diming that we will do to get out of trouble when the spotlight is, you know, due to money in your favor. Like the fact that you have the power to control these things to your benefit, it's disgusting. And I hope more people were aware.
Yeah, and I mean. It's not a good week for women trying to get justice in court. As if it, I mean, it's never a good week, but it's a particularly bad week.
There was something I read, aka listened to on a podcast years ago.
It was the crack podcast.
Something I listened to myself say on an old podcast about like a legal reform to make it more common sense and less like that, like less just based on who could afford the most expensive lawyer. But like that seems like the sort of thing that you would want to have the ability for a judge to be like, yeah, but this guy was horribly abusive to this woman.
Exactly.
So even if in this very specific hyper-focused incident
a
text message could be seen as defamatory, like let's just look the other way.
Let's prosecute the more serious crime first.
Yeah, right.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, I mean, because it's like nothing has happened to Dr. Luke.
Nothing.
Right.
And now it's like Kesha's going to get this like whatever legal slap on the wrist of, I don't know.
And finally, we're saying RIP to Swagger, who is the Cleveland Browns mascot, an actual doggy that they had as their mascot, who passed away. It's just been been a rough week. Shout out to all the Zeit gang who reached out about my doggy passing, and it seems like a lot of people are going through a similar thing right now. So yeah, shouts out to you guys if you've recently lost a pet. It's very difficult, but I appreciate your well wishes, and yeah, don't be ashamed of it. Just talk to people, talk to your friends about it. It's okay to be sad about your dog dying.
Feel your feelings.
Yeah, amen. Feel your feelings. So on that note, let's end this week of podcasts.
A somber end to another great week in podcasts.
Another great week. The only somber thing that we talked about all week. So all good. Dan, thank you for appearing on mic in this episode and for the whole week of non-miked work that you did on the Daily Zeitgeist.
You honor me. Thank you.
And Jamie Loftus, thank you so much for being here.
Thrilled to be here.
With us.
As always.
Always great.
Thrilled to be here, Jack.
All right.
Thrilled to be here, Jack. Thank you.
We are going to go have a weekend. You go do the same, and we'll be back on Monday with more podcasts. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
Woo. Did you guys know the shadow, like no one knew what the shadow app was before a couple days ago.
Right.
And the Pod Save American guys were like, I didn't listen to the full episode because I don't listen to that show anymore, but they were like, the shadow app or whatever that is. They're, you know, like, oh, we just learned about this too. February 2nd, 2020, all three of the Pod Save America guys are at the CEO of Acronym's, like they're at a party with the CEO of Acronym, which owns 100% of the shadow app. They 100% knew what it was. And there's so much photo evidence. It's like her
and
them.
3 days before it completely fucked the election.
Three days before,
with the CEO.
They're at a bar. They're all smiling, and it says birthday friends.
And they totally didn't talk about the app at all. For sure, didn't mention it at all. Totally.
Tommy said something like shadow app or whatever the fuck.
Whatever.
3 days after he's at this person's. I don't know whose birthday it was, but I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Well. Okay.
And
that was a little extra content for you guys.
That's information from Jack Allison, citizen reporter.
Yeah, Jack Allison is really on his shit right now.
He is scoops on
all over it.
Go watch Jack
Scoops
AM
Allison.
On Twitch.
Yeah. All right. That's really the end of the podcast.
And that.
Deuces.
And that, my friends, is the end of the podcast.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm late. I'm urgently for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.